Welcome to Hang the Holly. I'll introduce you to Screaming Orphans as we take an inside look at artists in the latest episode of the Celtic Christmas podcast. The Snows That Melt the Soonest is the fourth episode of 2020 and show number 58. It features Christmas music from Runa, Stephanie Clausen, David Pedrick, Matt and Shannon Heaton, Steel Clover, Mark O'Connor, Mark Gunn, Decaden, Andrew D. Huber, The Rogues, Sherry O'Mara, Abbott's Cross, Riley, Screaming Orphans, Pryden, and The Jig Is Up. The show is generously brought to you by the patrons of the Celtic Christmas podcast on Patreon. Please show your Celtic Christmas cheer. Make a pledge to support the show. If you enjoy it, you can rate the show or post comments on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher. Subscribe to the podcast at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. And now on to Screaming Orphans. This four-person, all-women band hails from County Donegal, Ireland, and despite the loneliness that is hinted at by their chosen name, they are actually all sisters, with parents. As a matter of fact, their mam used to be the band's singer, and their da was their engineer and manager before they struck out on their own to tour. The combination of leaving their parents behind, the screaming sounds that come from four girls living in an active household, and the fact that a school they attended actually was previously an orphanage, all gelled together to create this catchy moniker for the group. It's one that is not easily forgotten. The girls started music young, eventually evolving into a pop rock band in their teens, and over time, they just continued to blossom. The band began performing locally, and their circle quickly began to expand. Before long, the ladies were chosen to play at a concert in Kildare, where known names such as Christy Moore and Sinead O'Connor were also performing. O'Connor chose the four to tour with her as her backup singers after this, and they also opened up for the artists on the Gospel Oak tour. This extended into other opportunities, including touring with Baba Mal and recording tracks to the likes of Peter Gabriel, Joni Mitchell, and the Chieftains. Since those days, the Screaming Orphans have become a well-known band in their own right, appearing on both the iTunes World Music Charts and the Billboard World Music Charts, among many other accolades. They have put out 15 albums over the years, all their own one-of-a-kind recipe of pop rock with Celtic influences, and this year they are releasing a Christmas single, Song We Used to Sing for the Holiday Season. The single reflects the unusual time we find ourselves in this holiday, often isolated from our loved ones, at the time we are used to gathering for storytelling, sharing memories, and celebrating Christmas. It calls forth a nostalgic feel with its simple arrangement and lovely harmonies. An original track the band collaborated with songwriter John Spillane to craft a holiday song that focuses in on warm memories and togetherness at a time when these ideas are most often highlighted. It's a pretty song with a message of peace and hope that helps ease the sting of being apart at Christmas time. Not only is it especially timely for 2020, but this thoughtful tune will hold up well for future holiday seasons. You can find out more about Screaming Orphans at screamingorphans.com. If you hear music you love in the Celtic Christmas podcast, then support the artists, buy something from them, sign up to the mailing list, and share the episode with your friends on social or in your community. The Celtic Christmas podcast is free to enjoy. However, it is supported by the generosity of Celtic music fans like you over on Patreon. Get Christmas cheer. Subscribe at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Mela Kennedy.
Almost over, Christmas is nearly here. Let's make a new tradition and share our Celtic cheer.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.